We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
I watch some water polo. Like, there's certain things that I watch in the Olympics, like, that are just water polo. Like, they're in deep, deep water, and their heads are all the way out of the water most of the time.
Fatiguing.
How do you tread water that high?
That's a crazy sport. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It's a lot.
And then all of a sudden, they just go in the water and, like, and then score, the, come shooting out of the water and score a goal. It's so impressive to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me feel so inadequate when I watch it. But then I just saw a stat today that, like, it's over half of humans don't know how to swim. So I'm not alone. It's
It's over half?
I think it's like 55%. Was it in there somewhere?
Yes.
Like, over 55% of people don't know how to swim.
Why?
Probably 30% of those people are kids.
57% of men say they can swim, but only 32% of women say they can. So the bulk of people who can't swim are female.
Why is that?
All right.
I don't know. I don't think it really says. It's just like you didn't.
Don't you put your kids in swimming lessons anymore? Or is that
we did.
Oh, okay. Is it rare to do that now? Or?
Well, I mean, all the kids born during COVID missed it. Like all the, because like we put our kids in when they were essentially out of the womb. Like,
yeah,
it's the weirdest thing in the world. I don't know how it works, but you blow in a kid's face and you can dunk them.
Yeah.
Because they hold their breath immediately as soon as you blow in their face.
Remember there was that video that was super controversial, went really viral, because there's like this woman holding this baby in this pool and she like does the whole blow in the face thing and then just tosses it in and it just like goes underwater and then it eventually pops up and is like on its back, but it looks like it's fighting for its life. I mean, it is, but like, it was like a 6-month-old baby swimming. It looked okay. I mean, it was definitely like, you know, trying to get up and hold its head, but like it knew what to do and it was young. And everyone freaked out in the comments. And a lot of people were like, no, this is what you do. Mm-hmm. This is how you like teach a baby how to swim. But it was very controversial.
Because I wish somebody had done that to me. I think if I was more comfortable in the water, I look at my kids in situations where I would be panicked and they're not.
Yeah.
They just, they're in too deep and they're too far from the edge and they just go back underwater and swim a little farther. Whereas I just start flailing like I'm dying. And then you are dying because you run out of gas.
I don't know if it's a lessons issue, because I took swimming lessons all the time growing up and I still can't really swim. Like, I can stay above water. I can get in a pool. I'm not afraid, but I can't do any strokes and I can't really like get anywhere quickly.
Mm.
I just stay above water.
But staying above water means...
Does that count as swimming?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can swim. Like, I can jump into a pool and do my arms and my legs and whatever and get all the way across the pool. No problem. But if I'm somewhere where there's not an edge to grab onto or anything, and I just have to stay put, I'm dead in 10 minutes.
I will say ocean swimming is totally different. You've got to learn how to swim with the waves.
Yep.
Never turn your... Like, there's a whole different set of rules. Like you said, if you get in a position, you're panicking. You got to swim horizontally and not, like, freak out and try to fight the waves, because then you're just going to get sucked in. And, like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
And it's such a massive force that you just know, like, I don't stand a chance. Yeah. What am
Do
I?
Not.
And that's what's going through your head when you're panicking. So it's a whole different ball game.
The people, the listeners of Slacker and Steve saved my life in Cabo San Lucas. Cause I was like, It's beautiful. They told me not to swim there because the undertow is terrible, but I was like, screw it. I was buzzed. Swam way the hell out there, and I couldn't get back. I was screwed. And I'm in full-blown panic mode, and I'm staring at the hotel, and I'm trying like hell to get back there, and I couldn't do it. And I remembered somebody on the show said, don't swim back. Swim, like, along the shoreline.
Yep.
And I eventually made it. I was, like, five hotels up the coast.
You're right. You angle.
You have to angle in. When there's an undertow like that, if you try to fight it, you're just a complete idiot.
You just have to, like, recognize it's going to take a while to get back, depending on the waves, and just literally stay floating and let the waves slowly bring you in. But it takes forever, and you've got to just kind of, like, lightly tread the water. And each wave, you get a little further, and then you get out again, and then you get a little further. It takes forever, but that's also...
I could feel myself getting farther and farther out.
Sometimes, yeah. And Cabo,
it was awful.
Cabo's crazy.
Horrifying.
It's a rough place to swim in the water.
It is. There, if you drive up the beach a ways, there are places to get in, but I was like, no way, I didn't do this. I was screwed. No life jacket, no nothing.
Oh.
I'm alive, but...
Wilson!
It was bad. Oh, my God.
I might have been too old when I was taking swimming lessons, because the thing I remember the most from them is that the instructor had her belly button pierced. And that was pretty cool.
So you weren't concentrating on strokes.
Yeah,
maybe, you were concentrating on her tummy.
I think so.
And I'm sure and all the rest. Bikini!
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.